Today, Israel announced a campaign to give some citizens a fourth dose of the coronavirus vaccine as the Omicron variant continues to surge around the world. In the U.S., President Biden is encouraging people who have already received two doses to get a third booster shot. But a recent development at the CDC also raises concerns for people who got Johnson & Johnson's one-dose vaccine. Last week, an advisory committee for the first time recommended the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines over J&J. So what does that mean for the nearly 16 million people in the U.S. who got that shot? Matt Herper has been reporting on this for our partners at Stat News, the health and medicine publication. Hi, Matt.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So can you explain what exactly did the CDC say about the J&J vaccine?
Well, what they said really very simply is that because of a rare side effect that occurs with this vaccine, and it's incredibly rare, but that the risk-benefit tipped that they would prefer that people get the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines. However, that doesn't mean people should absolutely not get the J&J vaccine. It's still available. It's kind of there for people who, for one reason or another, can't take the Pfizer Moderna vaccines, but they recommend the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines, the mRNA vaccines, over the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
So this will not affect deliveries of J&J's vaccine?
It won't affect whether the vaccine is available. The intent is that it should still be in the mix.
What if I got a J&J vaccine? What should I do?
Well, people who got the J&J vaccine, it is recommended that they get a booster, and it can be a booster of any of the other vaccines. The risk of this side effect passes relatively quickly. If you got a J&J vaccine, you absolutely don't have to worry about it. It's over. But also, this is a very rare risk. It's really on the order of 1 in 250,000 recipients. The risk is higher among women in their 30s and 40s. Among the small number of people who got this condition called thrombotic thrombocytopenia syndrome, 15% died. It's a condition where your blood clots and at the same time, it clots in some places and doesn't in others. So you both have blood clots and bleeding. So it's difficult to treat and very serious. And the CDC panel felt that given that risk, that they would prefer people use the other vaccines.
But does that mean that if someone got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, they should choose Pfizer or Moderna for their booster?
They absolutely can choose Pfizer or Moderna for their booster. There is good evidence on the efficacy of two J&J doses. J&J did a big study showing that. But there is evidence for mix and match boosting. The important thing is get a booster if you'd prefer it to be J&J. That's an interesting question I haven't seen them delve into too much. I think that this recommendation might mean that.
So J&J has pushed back. They argue their vaccine, quote, has advantages that make it worth keeping as an option. What else did they say about these remarks from the CDC?
First, they're worried about what this will mean for sending this vaccine to other parts of the world, because in some parts of the world, it is being used as a one-dose vaccine. And, you know, there are parts of the world that aren't getting enough vaccine, and they feel that their vaccine is really suited to that. There's also a bit of a debate they make that the protection from this vaccine may be longer lasting. It may be more durable. They say it has flexible dosing, which is they've tested giving the booster at 2 months and at 6 months, that there's some ability to move that kind of thing around, and that it's ideal for many low and middle income countries.
How did this happen? Has Johnson & Johnson responded or it's explained how this admittedly rare side effect occurred?
There's a lot of scientific debate about how this side effect occurs. It does seem to occur with all of the vaccines that use this adenovirus vector. It's not clear on the rates, but this side effect was also seen with the AstraZeneca vaccine. And it does seem to be involved with that vector, that it creates an immune response that causes a condition where these clots form and where you get this condition that's really very similar to something doctors see with the blood thinner heparin in rare cases. And you can imagine a world where if we just had the J&J vaccine and there was sufficient supply, which has been another issue with this vaccine, where we'd be using it and we'd be quite happy with the trade-off. But the opinion of the CDC panel was that looking at the efficacy from the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines and looking at the side effect profiles of both, they were the best choice. It's a very complicated message to get to the public, though, that it's not that it's bad, but these other things are better.
That's Matt Herper with our partners at Stat News, the health and medicine publication. Thanks so much, Matt.
Thank you.